Once upon a time, I used to be happy with how I spent my leisure time. I was happy with my life until someone told me about all the things I was missing out on.
This is Messages of Hope and I'm Richard Fox. What makes you happy?
I feel happy when I make a rocket ship.
I reckon I'm happiest when my back is not aching.
I'd say motorsports, like motorbike riding and, you know, driving, because you're going so fast that you leave your problems behind. So it just, you know, makes you escape.
I feel happy when I play with Genevieve and Sophia.
Well, I'm a book lover, so a big thing for me that makes me happy is books and delving into another world. A book can really take you away from the worries of your life and bring you up a bit.
When are you happiest? Is it when you can forget about the troubles of everyday life and escape for a while? Stay tuned for Mark Dakey. He'll be talking about a way to find happiness, even amongst the mundane stuff we have to deal with every day.
I used to be quite content with how I spent my leisure time. I used to be quite satisfied with the holidays my family and I took each year. Once upon a time, I used to be happy just to be able to dream of a holiday in some exotic location. But all that changed when I started watching programs like 100 Things You Must Try Before You Die, which then progressed to 100 Things You Must Do Before You Die, and the 100 Things You Must See Before You Die. And programs like Getaway and the Great Outdoors didn't help much either. Now I realise how poor my life really is. Now I want to travel the world, try everything there is to try, be a thrill seeker, a risk taker in my leisure time, get into some extreme sports. I was happy with my life until someone told me about all the things I was missing out on. I was content until someone showed me how boring I really was. The problem with many of these leisure and holiday shows is that they give the impression that the main aim in life is to get as much as you can out of it. But is that really the purpose of living? Is that really the way to gain happiness and fulfillment? Many Australians are enjoying a very high standard of living, and with better telecommunications, we know more about what's available right across the world. But it hasn't made us any happier. In fact, it's quite the opposite. We often are more dissatisfied because of these things, and we can experience a heightened sense of emptiness and even futility about living. In the film The Pursuit of Happiness, the central character, played by Will Smith, is so determined to make his fortune that he risks everything to do so. In his efforts to make quick money, his marriage fails. He even loses his home. Finally, he breaks through and makes the money he dreams of. Although an interesting and moving examination of homelessness, the film fails in that it repeats the myth that the key to happiness lies in becoming rich. It perpetuates the view that once you have plenty of money, you will be happy. The film should really be entitled The Pursuit of Money. Yet we know from a brief look at the lives of the rich and famous that they are no happier than we are. Money is useful, but it alone won't make us happy.
Where do you find happiness? We'd love to hear your thoughts. You can share them with us on our Facebook page, Messages of Hope. Your insight might encourage someone who's struggling to find happiness. That's Facebook, Messages of Hope.
So if it's not making lots of money, if it's not travelling the world to exotic or amazing destinations, what is the recipe for happiness? I don't think there is one as such, because I don't think that happiness is something that can be found if it's directly sought. Let me illustrate this with a story. It's a story from the Bible that Jesus tells. A ruler of a country goes away for a while. He leaves three of his top men with a whole heap of money, expecting them to use it well while he's away. When he returns, he finds two of the men have used the money well, but the third man hid his portion away. And he gets angry at the man who did nothing with his money. Jesus told this story to make this point. Life is not about what you get, but what you give. Life is not about hoarding up selfishly, but giving generously of your time, talents, and resources. And when you share your gifts, when you use your gifts to give, you will be rewarded 100 times in surprising ways. Now, as a Christian, I believe that everything I have is a gift from God. my talent, my money, and what I'm good at. And over the years, I've often thought about Jesus' story and asked myself, am I doing the most with what God has given me? But it's not a legalistic thing that binds me. God doesn't want me to be hamstrung by his expectation that I do the most with what I have. Rather, he wants me to use these gifts because I want to. In some ways, it's a giving back to God. It's a way of saying to God, thanks for giving me this. I want to give back to you and to the people and the world you made. But there is a crunch. If you don't use your gifts, your talents, you might find they are taken away. On the other hand, if you use them to help others, they will increase. Think for a moment. What gifts, what talents do you have? Are you using these things for the good of others or for yourself?
I'm Richard Fox and this is Messages of Hope. Happiness means different things to each of us. For some people, the feeling of happiness is in the moment, dependent on what you're doing. For others, happiness is a state of being. How do you see happiness?
Happiness is a little bit like a butterfly. If you don't stand still long enough, it won't land on you.
Sometimes if I'm really happy, I cry.
You can't always be happy. Sometimes bad things happen in life and just you've got to sometimes have to see the positives in things as well.
When you do something for somebody else, the happiness is in the seeing the result of what the other person gets from what you've done.
Happiness is often a high that we go on, but then we come down from that. Well, I think if you're content, you're constantly at peace with yourself.
I think you get the happiness out of being content.
The most important thing that makes me happy is knowing Jesus and that he's there for us at all times, even at times when we aren't feeling so happy. I keep my hope and faith anchored in Jesus for eternal life.
I'm really happy when I catch up with my friends for coffee, but most of all, I love that I have God in my life and that it would be nothing without him. That gives me the truest, deepest happiness and joy.
Happiness is fulfillment, but it's my belief that if we try to fulfill ourselves directly, we will never be happy. There are no sadder specimens than those who keep pulling themselves up by the roots to see how they are growing. Surely the truth lies in some other words of Jesus when he said, "Whoever tries to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life will save it." I think this is a bit like what I recall once seeing written on a desk diary. Down in their heart, wise people know the truth. The only way to help yourself is to help others. Jesus is clear in this. Don't seek happiness directly. It will come as a result of focusing not on ourselves, but on other things and on other people. It will come from using what God has given us, not for ourselves, but for others.
You're listening to Messages of Hope. For more information about finding lasting happiness, go to messagesofhope.org.au, where you can order your free booklet, Contentment. It'll help you find happiness in unexpected places. Go to messagesofhope.org.au to order your free booklet, or call 1800 353 350. That's 1800 353 350. I'm Richard Fox, a pastor of the Lutheran Church, where love comes to life. I hope you can join us again next week when we look at the transition from independent living to being in full-time care.